Welcome to the Retail Owners Institute and our streaming audio collection. You are about to listen to one of our how-to podcasts for helping independent retailers learn to help themselves. If you have any comments or suggestions about this podcast or anything about the ROI, please email info@retailowner.com. Thank you and enjoy.
We've all shopped stores that have made such a bad first impression. We vowed they won't have the opportunity to make a second. But even if you consider yourself a discerning shopper, you may have a blind spot when it comes to your own store. That's why it's important to step back and look at your store from a shopper's point of view. While few customers ever enter your store with a checklist and clipboard, all will form opinions the moment they step inside. As a retailer, you need to be aware of the subconscious impressions your store makes. Take an afternoon to walk your store as a customer, not as a manager or as an owner. Evaluate the specific areas mentioned here. After rating your store, create a tally sheet and transfer your scores. Divide it into 5 categories: first impressions, the basics, merchandise, marketing, and your image. You'll immediately see where your store's problem areas and strengths are. Accessibility. How easy is it to get to your store? You need to make it as easy as possible for shoppers to get to your store. If your store is in an odd location, publish directions in your advertising and make sure your staff is prepared to provide clear directions over the phone. Advertising. Do you have an in-store link to your outside advertising? It's amazing how many stores spend a bundle on advertising while neglecting to link their ads in any way to the products in their store. An easy way to do this is to display your ads on a signboard at the front of the shop. Use your logo in advertising and as a consistent presence in your shop. Spotlight the items featured in your ad with special displays or signage. Be consistent with your advertising so customers will come to recognize your advertising style. And if you have a website, always feature your web address on receipts, bags, listings of your hours, etc. Basics. Be sure always to stock the basics. Rain checks are no longer an acceptable replacement for out-of-stock items. You want the people who stop in for a quick purchase to return to your store. Don't turn them away with understocked shelves. Bathrooms. It does really matter. Are your bathrooms clean? Bathrooms are an important part of customer service. Do you keep them clean and well lit? Are paper towels, toilet paper, and soap always available? Do you have an employee frequently inspect them to ensure they are well maintained? Cash wrap. Is your cash wrap counter organized and free of clutter? The cash wrap is your customer's last impression of your store. Keep it neat and representative of your store's dedication to service and organization. Be mindful of open storage shelves that often become a haven for clutter. Keep office supplies neat and organized. Cleanliness. Is your store clean? Cleanliness should start in the parking lot, continue through your entrance, and carry throughout your entire store. Remember that tidiness is an important indication of store pride. Make cleaning a daily activity. Competitive but practical prices. Is your merchandise priced appropriately? Studies show that 20% of customers are true price hounds and will chase down the lowest price. The other 80% care about price, but also take into consideration what else the store has to offer. When pricing merchandise, don't be distracted by the 20% who are price hounds and lose sight of the 80% who are looking for total value. Keep your prices competitive, but don't lock yourself into a habit of hasty discounting in order to chase fickle price shoppers. Customer mailing list. Do you ask customers if they'd like to enter their name on a mailing list? Don't underestimate the importance of regular correspondence with customers. It's not enough just to have a mailing list. You must continually use this resource and update it, providing your customers with meaningful information. At the cash wrap, ask customers if they're interested in joining your mailing list if they haven't already. Displays. Are they timely? Are they fun? Are they constantly changing? If a display seems to be turning slowly and not generating a lot of interest, consider making some changes. Use creative signage to add interest, replace it with another display, couple it with faster-turning products, or move it to a different part of the store. Just make sure it's eye-catching. Fixtures. Do the fixtures showcase the merchandise? The best fixtures highlight merchandise in a discreet way. Choose fixtures that are practical and durable, but won't distract from the products by using gimmicky colors or designs. Flooring. Does your floor help to guide customers through your store? As flooring options become increasingly affordable, it's easy for you to take full advantage of different flooring throughout your shop. Use hardwood surfaces in high traffic areas and carpeting to add class to specific areas. In-store graphics and signage. Are your graphics and signs clear? Are they colorful? Do they have a theme? Graphics and signage should never compete with the merchandise. Their simple goal should be to draw attention to various products, discounts, and special offers. Make sure your signage communicates its message immediately. Customers won't read a sign if it takes time to figure out the message. Lighting. Is it appropriate for the merchandise? For the store's image? More than any other variable in retailing today, lighting can create or destroy a store's competitive edge. Featured products should be highlighted to attract customer attention. Keep your store bright and airy, and make sure all areas are adequately lit. You don't want any dark corners. Make it a habit to routinely confirm that spots are trained on the merchandise, not on the floor. Location. Is your store in an appropriate location? The three keys to success were once considered to be location, location, and location. Today, location is only one consideration of many, but it's still extremely important. Stores need to be located where the customers are, where they want to be, or where they're willing to go. Make sure your shop's location isn't working against you. Merchandise mix. Is it clear who the right customer is? At a glance, customers should know who the store is intended to attract. Teenagers? Working moms? Young families? Empty nesters? As you look at the merchandise assortment, do you get a sense of who the customer is? Merchandise selection. Is your product selection too broad? It's important to focus your product selection around customer needs, but many stores have a selection that's far too broad. These retailers try too hard to be all things to all people and don't concentrate enough on the customers they may really want or need to attract. Carry what your customers want, but don't spread yourself too thin. Music. Is there music playing? If so, is it being played for the customers or for the staff? Music is a great way to create an inviting atmosphere in your store. But be careful. Music should always be selected to appeal to the customer, not the staff. Also, keep the music volume low. It should never intrude on conversation. Name. Does your store's name indicate what it sells? Many retailers choose names that convey something about themselves rather than the store. These same retailers end up spending a lot of money later trying to inform customers about what kind of store they are and what products they offer. If your store's name itself doesn't identify your retail segment, consider adding a tagline. When customers hear your store's name, you want them to immediately think of what you're selling. Parking. Is your parking lot clean and safe? If your store's parking area isn't clean, safe, and clearly marked, you may discourage business. Consider the practicality of your parking lot for shoppers coming at night or in bad weather. Quality. Is the value of your merchandise evident? Never just assume that customers will be familiar with the quality of your merchandise. Post product guarantees at the cash wrap or on your displays. Display quality assurances on hang tags. Learn about the products you sell and use this information on the sales floor. Smell. What does your store smell like? Don't ignore the role of scent in projecting an image. Think of how many stores you've entered that had unpleasant odors or pleasant ones that were too strong. Remember how quickly you walked right back out? The first step to keeping your store free of offensive smells is to discover what it presently smells like. You may need to enlist a candid friend for this project, someone who is not in the store every day who can actually notice its fragrance. Then decide what mild fragrance would enhance the atmosphere you are creating in your store. Special services. What kinds of extras does your store provide? Many retailers provide special services but fail to communicate this to their customers. If you provide an extra service, make sure your customers know about it. Make signs and mention these services in your advertising. Store image. What is your store's personality? This is where the theater of retail really comes into play. Is there a match between the look of your store, your merchandise mix, the music, the lighting, the signage, and the graphics? Do all of these elements combine to tell your story to your very best customers? Is your store the one where they want to see and be seen? Storefront. Is your storefront pleasant and appealing? Always keep in mind that your storefront is the first impression your customers have of your store. Dated or hastily assembled displays, unkempt signs, and dirty windows are inexcusable. These sorts of things do injustice to all the hard work that may have gone on inside the store. Make sure your storefront is inviting and pleasing to the customers. Windows. Are they compelling and inviting? Are your windows clean and appropriately lit? Spotlights on window displays should be near the glass and angled onto the display. Some stores have window lighting that is set on top of the display, casting unintentional shadows. How are yours? In conjunction with your own evaluation, involve your employees in this process. First, have them fill out the rating sheet for stores where they typically shop, grocery stores, bookstores, etc. Then have them review your store from the eyes of the customer. Remind them to approach and enter the store from the front, just as a customer would. Once you and your employees have rated your store from a customer's perspective, have each person transfer the ratings to a tally sheet. No need to put their names on them. Then total all of them. By doing so, you quickly can see which areas are your store's strengths and which areas might need improvement. Most important, the priorities have been set from the shopper's perspective.
We sincerely hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If there are additional topics you would like the ROI to provide, email your comments and suggestions to info@retailowner.com. For more how-to information on the business of retail, visit the ROI's website at retailowner.com. To stay informed about the ROI and its resources for independent retailers, sign up for the ROI's email newsletter. Thank you for listening.